Today is August 14th, 2026. This is your FinTech briefing from Macro Observer. In the next 8 minutes, we'll cover the widening gap between institutional tokenization demand and on-chain infrastructure, the credit repricing signals buried inside NVIDIA's $500 billion GPU financing platform, and the bifurcated regulatory posture in Washington. Deregulation on beneficial ownership disclosure, paired with intensifying multi-state enforcement and mortgage servicing. Start with the number that should be sitting on every risk committee's whiteboard this week. T. Rowe Price, managing $1.8 trillion, fielded between 15 and 20 board-level presentations on tokenization and stablecoins over the trailing 6 months. A year ago, that number was zero. That's not incremental interest. That's a phase change in how legacy asset managers are budgeting internal resources. According to Raoul Powell's conversation with Blue Macellari on The Journeyman, this shift traces directly to the 2025 rollback of SEC and CFTC crypto enforcement, which had been essentially frozen since the 2022 to 2023 crackdown on bank crypto activity. New leadership at both agencies has issued formal digital asset guidance and approved generic listing standards that let multi-token products reach market faster. The broader fintech pattern here is a cost curve that's collapsed faster than the infrastructure built to support it. Tokenizing an asset in the 2018 to 2019 vintage cost roughly $15 million and around 100 person years of engineering. Today, platforms like Securitize offer near-commoditized tokenization. Spot Bitcoin ETFs, launched in January of 2024, crossed $100 billion in combined assets within about 12 months. Institutional demand is now outrunning on-chain transaction throughput, which is precisely the setup that rewards patient capital willing to deploy into liquid, homogeneous instruments like money market funds and short-duration credit before the rails catch up. Now to the risk side of the ledger, and this is the story credit officers should be tracking most closely. NVIDIA's $500 billion data center financing platform, structured with GPUs posted as loan collateral and revenue-sharing arrangements running through Apollo, BlackRock, Blackstone, Goldman Sachs, KKR, and Brookfield, initially read to the market as risk distribution. The AI Daily Brief notes that in the day following the announcement, NVIDIA's credit spreads actually tightened and bond yields fell. Investors, in other words, priced this as diversification. But look at what's happened since. If you picture the credit versus equity chart Felix Wrenz has been circulating, you'd see two lines pulling in opposite directions. NVIDIA's equity price climbing to new highs, while its CDS spreads have reportedly doubled since late May. That's a classic bond versus equity divergence, the kind of signal that shows up in credit markets before it shows up in headlines. Felix Wrenz also flags a reported swing in mega-cap tech buybacks from roughly $190 billion in net purchases in 2024 to a reported $147 billion in net selling this year. Neither data point is verified against primary filings yet, but directionally, both point the same way. Liquidity that was supporting the equity side of this trade may be thinning. Looking at the regulatory landscape, there is a structural reason this concentration risk hasn't been priced properly. No dedicated prudential treatment currently exists for GPU collateralized lending. The Basel Committee and the Financial Stability Board aren't expected to weigh in for another 12 to 24 months. Meanwhile, the underlying assets, GPUs, depreciate on a 2 to 3 year hardware cycle, while the structured credit wrapped around them typically runs 5 to 7 years. That's a duration mismatch banking credit committees haven't underwritten at this scale before. If you're carrying look-through exposure to any of the sponsor vehicles named above, that mismatch deserves its own stress test, independent of whatever comfort the sponsor names provide. On the policy side, Washington is sending two contradictory signals simultaneously, and both matter for compliance budgets. Treasury and FinCEN finalized a rule exempting the vast majority of the 32 million U.S. business entities from Corporate Transparency Act beneficial ownership reporting, a reversal of a regime FinCEN itself once estimated would cost industry $8 billion in first-year compliance spend. That's deregulation, full stop, and it eases a real burden for small and mid-sized issuers. But set that against Newrez's $15.5 million settlement, coordinated through the Multi-State Mortgage Committee across 46 states and Washington, D.C., resolving RESPA and Regulation X violations tied to force-placed insurance. New York alone returned over $400,000 to borrowers and layered on its own penalty through NYDFs. The broader fintech pattern here is a bifurcated compliance environment, less friction at the entity formation and beneficial ownership layer, more coordinated, multi-state enforcement muscle in loan servicing. Compliance leads shouldn't read the CTA rollback as a signal that scrutiny is broadly retreating. It's migrating, not disappearing. That migration shows up elsewhere too. The EU's MiCA framework and its AI Act code of practice are already shaping how U.S. institutions think about cross-border obligations. Anthropic's rollout of invisible watermarking on AI-generated text, applied even outside the EU, previews the kind of content provenance requirement banks should expect for AI-generated customer communications, with implementation costs estimated in the $1 to $3 million range over 12 to 18 months. A quick note on capital markets, because the underlying credit dynamics rhyme with the NVIDIA story. Figure Technology posted Q2 marketplace volume of $4.3 billion, up 132% year-over-year, with net income up 192%, strong growth, but net take rate compressed to 3.6% as partner-branded volume now makes up 83% of the book. That's margin pressure hiding inside a growth headline, the same pattern investors should be watching for in any platform business scaling through partner channels rather than own distribution. Meanwhile, in PropTech, Opendoor's $650 million convertible note raise models no dilution until shares nearly triple from current levels, even as revenue fell to $883 million from $1.5 billion, with losses widening to $162 million. Financial engineering is buying time. It isn't yet solving the unit economics. FinTech thesis update. Nothing that happened today changes the direction of travel, but it does change the pacing. Institutional tokenization demand is real and accelerating faster than most infrastructure roadmaps assumed a year ago. That's a build-now signal for anyone with balance sheet patience. At the same time, the credit market is starting to whisper what the equity market hasn't priced yet around AI infrastructure financing, and the duration mismatch inside that $500 billion NVIDIA platform deserves its own line item in every credit committee's risk register, not just a footnote under counterparty exposure. And on the regulatory side, don't mistake the CTA rollback for a broad deregulatory wave. Enforcement dollars are simply relocating toward mortgage servicing and multi-state coordination. Three separate stories, one shared lesson. Where oversight recedes in one place, it tends to concentrate somewhere else. Watching the rails. Until tomorrow. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.